place that you came from. And we got somewhere to go. I'm so glad you made it this far. So glad you made it this far.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome to the Jacalyn Carr Show. Listen, I am so excited because today we have an incredible lineup featuring the amazing Jason Nelson, the powerful Tina Campbell, and the anointed Bree Babineau, and more. Plus, we've got a winning strategy, winning quote, and our email question of the day that's going to transform your perspective. So let's start our time together with Dedrick Haddon's powerful Never Be the Same. You're tuned in to the Jacalyn Carr Show. A powerful time of worship we just experienced with B.B. Winans's Father in Heaven. Now, family, we're moving right into Tim Bowman Jr. and the Faith City's powerful declaration, Nobody But God. Now, this song right here, prepare yourself, y'all, because it's going to remind you that when God shows up, everything changes. Keep it locked right here on the Jacalyn Carr Show as we continue to lift his name higher.
Put your hands on it.
Welcome back, family, coming to you with an incredible song that's been making waves in gospel. It's Otis Kemp's powerful collaboration with Lena Bird Miles, Everything. This song right here has been touching hearts and lifting spirits everywhere it plays. You're listening to the Jacalyn Carr Show, and after this, we've got more great music coming your way. From Marcus T. in Houston. Dear Jacalyn, I feel called to start a ministry, but I'm struggling with feeling qualified every time I try to step out. Doubt creeps in. How do I overcome this and walk in my calling? Well, Marcus, I first of all want to thank you for your honesty. I want you to remember that God doesn't call the qualified, okay? He qualifies the called. So when you even think about Moses, Moses felt unqualified. Jeremiah as well, he felt like he was too young, but God used him mightily. And I really want you to understand that your feelings of inadequacy are completely normal, okay? They're normal, but guess what? They're not final. You got to start where you are with what you have. Study God's word, seek mentorship, and most importantly, keep your eyes on God and not your limitations. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 3:5, our sufficiency is from God. I encourage you to take one step at a time and watch him make a way. It's the Jacalyn Carr Show. Welcome to the Jacalyn Carr Show, family. Today's quote comes from the wise words of Eleanor Roosevelt. It says, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." This timeless insight, family, encourages us to have faith in our visions and to pursue them with passion. You got to understand that your dreams are not just figments of imagination, but they are seeds for your future. With that being said, you have to nourish them with belief and determination and watch them grow into reality. It's the Jacalyn Carr Show. Time of worship, family, we just had with the singing Tina Campbell, and she brought us Pray For Me. Family, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere, because when we come back, I've got your winning strategy that's going to help you walk in victory. Plus, more amazing music from Monica Lisa Stevenson. So stay right here on the Jacalyn Carr Show. We'll be right back in just a moment.
It's the Jacalyn Carr Show.
Take you up, I'm saying. Now open your mouth.
Embrace the process, your preparation period. You got to stop fighting the process that God is taking you through. What I need you to understand is every great destiny requires development time. Moses had 40 years of preparation before his ministry began. David had to face lions and bears before he faced Goliath. Joseph had to serve faithfully in prison before he served powerfully in the palace. Family, your current situation and your current season isn't a detour. It's a divine development. Instead of asking, why is this happening to me, ask, what is this developing in me? Remember, what you're going through is only preparing you for what God is taking you to. Your process is producing your power. So stay faithful in the small things, and God will entrust you with the big things. It's the Ja'Kalen Kai Show, family. Make sure you join us next time. Thanks again for listening. I want you to remember, when I win, you win. When you win, I win. Why? Because we are all on the winning team. It is still our winning season, y'all. Taking us out is the one and the only Smokey Norfolk within my name.